This is Father Celery with this week's focus for Sunday, February 9, the fifth Sunday after the Epiphany Year A, the bucket list. Dear friends, a few years back, Hollywood discovered a surefire formula for a big box office payoff. Cast a couple of aging megastars as seniors who put together a do-before-you-die list of outrageous escapades. Then have them carry on like out-of-control adolescents while they drain the bottomless well of age-old jokes. The premise is valid if you view this life as all there is. In that light, I suppose, it makes perfect sense to put together your own bucket list and live it up while you can. Get it all in. Get it all done. Next stop, oblivion. But God doesn't see it that way. He's got his own list for us. We're here for a purpose, his purpose. And that purpose is certainly not to check off a list of comic hijinks before we kick the bucket. We know that this life is not all there is. We're not a random collection of egos on the make. We're God's beloved, here to return his love in this world and be happy with him in the next. We're only visitors here, just briefly passing through, following Jesus on our way home to the Father. My friends, in last week's Gospel, we began a study of the Sermon on the Mount with the Beatitudes. This week, we continue with a revelation of why we're here. What is our purpose? What is God's to-do list for us? Jesus tells us, "You are the light of the world." That certainly is a glorious way to express God's favor, but it comes with enormous obligation. We must let our light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. That's the only reason why we're here, to love God, and through us, to extend his love to others. It seems to me that's a very short to-do list, but it will take a lifetime to fulfill. God's to-do list is not a list of suggestions, but it's the will of God. Jesus tells us plainly, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its taste, it's no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot." My friends, we receive the gift of grace for a reason. Christ is calling us into a relationship, into discipleship with him. His grace is ours to be shared. The purpose of our discipleship, our friendship, our relationship with him allows us to create more disciples, leading family, friends, neighbors, colleagues closer to the love of God shed in Christ. We hoard or waste his grace at our peril. And our loving God is a just God, but he's not to be trifled with. His priorities must be our priorities. His will is not something we can get around to when we find the time. Thy will be done. It's a constant refrain of our prayer. It also should be a constant focus of our lives. The Sermon on the Mount is so powerfully succinct and comprehensive that one can be tempted to look on its well-plowed precincts as the be-all and end-all of the New Covenant and benignly ignore all that's come before. But Jesus is quick to warn us off such a lazy approach to our faith. Christianity's not a rejection of Judaism. Jesus tells us, "I've not come to abolish, but to fulfill." So add another item to God's to-do list for us. We must know God if we're to love God. And the more we know him, the more we love. That's why we devote our lives to the study of Scripture, both the Old and the New Testament. It's our window into the wonder of God, and it's a pillar of our faith. My friends, the reasons Christians don't have a bucket list is because we don't kick the bucket. Rather, we have a to-do list of God's purposes and God's gifts. We never check them off. We just keep sharing them all the way home. This has been Father Celery with this week's focus. To learn more, visit my website at www.davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.